Okay.
So let me start by giving you some additional information. Now, you'll be glad to know that our FDA-approved solution is safe, pain-free, and effective. And it has been recommended by doctors for over 20 years. PosiVac has helped over 500,000 satisfied customers. And it's proven to be successful for over 90% of patients who use it. Plus, with this vacuum therapy system, you can experience immediate results. There's no waiting period, no damaging side effects, and no pills to swallow. You probably already know vacuum therapy has been widely recognized and recommended by the medical community as a safe and effective system for management and a remedy of erectile dysfunction. Peter, Mr. Jackson, by chance, are you calling to see if you qualify for a Medicare covered offer today? Okay, sir.
I'll be right with you, okay?
Okay.
All right, now we're glad you called about our Medicare covered offer today because if you qualify, we will send you the premium. And we will request your prescription from the doctor and file all the Medicare paperwork for you. Now, the best part, if we pre-qualify you and your Medicare claim gets denied, you will be able to keep your positive access Are you ready to see if you qualify for this incredible offer today?
Yes.
All right. Now, I'm going to ask your age, sir.
34.
I'm sorry?
36.
You said 36?
Right.
Yes.
Okay, now... do you have Medicare?
Right.
I'm sorry? How many people am I talking to? I mean, I'm
one.
Okay.
Right.
Now, you do have Medicare, is that correct?
Hello?
Okay, we're getting a lot of interference in the phone line here, sir.
Right.
Sorry about that. Hello?
All right. You say you do have Medicare, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yes or no? Yeah. All right, sir. Well,
I'm
sorry I can't help you. I cannot understand anything you're saying.
What? Hello?
Yes, do you have Medicare or not?
What? Hello? Excuse me.
Right.
Hello? Hello?
Goodbye.
Right.
What? Hello? Wait, don't.
We'll do it live.
Okay.
Broadcasting from downtown Los Angeles.
We'll do it live. Fuck it.
It's the More Music Radio Pod.
Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live.
On skidrow.la.
Fucking thing sucks.
Everybody, it's the More Music Radio Pod on skidrow.la. It's Thursday night, and we're having another party up here at Skid Row Studios.
Yes, we are.
Welcome.
We, in fact, are doing that. This is going to happen.
Welcome, everybody. It's a very special night. It's February 9th, you know, 2012.
Yeah.
The brand new year.
Check it.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, that's right.
I can feel it.
Karate chop.
Action. Yeah, man, we got a good guest tonight.
Yeah, we got.
I don't usually clap that hard.
Cool Skull is in the house tonight. All right.
Hey, yo, everybody.
All right.
What's up?
Accompanied by Paper Slang.
Paper Slang.
All right. Yeah. I don't want to describe Paper Slang. So what is that thing? It's like looks like a Stevie Wonder-ish kind of.
I got it in Egypt.
and Egyptian, like Stevie Wonder. If like,
like Stevie Wonder
was Egyptian,
times, yeah,
meets Egyptian. Cleopatra,
yeah. Blacked out, he's too drunk,
right?
Yeah, kind of Rick James.
Yeah,
right.
Dude,
yeah.
Can I drink some of the Coke?
Oh yeah, sure. Here, drink some of the Coke, man. Maybe we should get you a glass or something.
I love you so much.
Yeah,
Vince.
I told you that.
Oh my god.
Maybe we can get you. I don't know if you want to. You can have the whole thing if you want. I guess.
Who wants to drink it?
I would like to drink some later, but you know, I don't know if you want to drink some. But I have cooties. There's a glass there. We got some glasses.
He could drink all that. Coke.
So we
only have the cup from the
so many calories.
Yes.
From the two girls, one cup. That's the same cup they used.
Oh man, dude, this is that's a celebrity cup.
That's a famous cup.
Mm-hmm. Internet fame, all over the 4chans.
We are also accompanied by Sid, our old friend Sid, and former manager. Yes. Way back in the day, back in like circa 2004, the Mormons, right? Yeah, he's got a little bit more gray hair.
That was during the first apocalypse.
Yeah, he already had a little bit, but now it's like coming in. I don't want to say it's like Jay Leno status, you know, whatever. He got that, but like he got that little gray thing going on.
I
got
that too. Jay Leno.
I got that too. I got both of those things. So yeah, man, I hope you enjoyed our crank call. Myself and Patrick Jones, the singer of the Mormons, last Saturday night we were having fun and making crank calls to the Positivac.
Hey, shape up.
It's like a boner erection thing. And it was actually, what you heard was actually just like a really small portion of the actual crank calls that we did. Because we had a couple of infomercial operators going on, and we were, you know, I actually wanted to see if we could have that as like our first More Music Radio Pod special crank call special. But it's like a half hour long.
I've always been curious. What is that? Do you need a vacuum cleaner or a posse back? Like
no,
like
you could use a pump. Like you could pump or it has an electric, like, brrr, or you can pump hand pump and stuff. Okay. You know? It's kind of like a car. You can get the electric windows, or you can get it where you just crank it up. You know,
I'd rather take a Viagra. I think.
Yeah,
it's good for the heart. You know, it's cardio for the pumping.
So you guys, we got like one of the masters of chip thrash music in Los Angeles.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Hey, you just came back from New York, man.
Yeah, dude, I toured in New York and I played in Brooklyn and New Jersey and Boston and like it was so crazy in Philadelphia. Yeah. And it was just like crazy fun. Like I went there and for the first time, like I was performing at a place where people asked me to play, where instead of like, hey, let's do a show together, everyone was like, hey, Cool Skull, we want you.
And but things are going good, right? Now people are looking for you. People are calling you now.
Yeah, people are calling me and they're like, you are like the man. So like, it's weird. Like, I don't know, like literally, like I graduated high school with just like barely D's.
Uh-huh.
And like, the only thing I had was like under my belt, I was like, I'm on 2 net labels and I have free albums on the internet. Like, oh, look at me.
So I ain't sweating it either.
And then like, I mean, like I wasn't making any money, but I'm like, well, maybe like this is cool, you know? And then like now, like it's like happening and people are kind of like responding to it and saying like there's like these kids in Indonesia that send me messages that are like, oh, Cool Skull, what are you gonna play in Indonesia? I'm like,
oh,
I don't know.
That's awesome, man.
There's only 6 of you that listen to me over there.
So you've gone international now.
Yeah, that's awesome, yeah. That's the magic of the internet. Like they have like chip thrash shows in Indonesia of these kids, they're 14 years old. Like,
man, I thought they couldn't even afford Game Boys and shit.
No, when you think of Indonesia, you think like jungles, like dirt, and sticks. And
when I heard him say that he was getting contacted by Indonesian kids, I thought that they were asking for donations. You know, like a Christian fucking
right.
You know.
Oh, a famous Cool Skull. Give us the money, please.
Hey, so how was it in New York, man? I saw pictures of you. You had a big old black eye and stuff. What happened there, man? Did you get beat up?
Knocked
or what?
Out.
Yeah, I played at Shea Stadium, Brooklyn, and this one dude, this guy, it was
just
going
like the
insane. Myth. He had like this big hat. Or big like afro, and he was like this tall white guy, and I was moshing with him. I'm like, oh, you're cool, whatever, let's mosh. And then like this right before and during the first performer of the night, like this guy, like he does this like backflip thing or whatever, and like he whaps me in the face, and I had like amnesia for 10 minutes. I didn't even know where I was. I forgot I was in New York. Like, I totally had no idea what was happening. And I woke up, my friend was like holding ice to my face. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, it was so trippy.
So pretty much Sunday morning.
Yeah. Yeah, Sunday morning, right before you go to church, you know.
Wow, man. Yeah.
No, but it was so cool. Because,
right before temple?
Yeah, right before temple, because I'm a Jew.
No, I'm talking about the Muslims, right? They have like a call, they call out. They go, ah, la, ba, la. They tell the whole neighborhood it's time to face, we all face the same way. Okay. And we're going to bow down. I don't want to make fun of Muslims because they're kind of crazy and they're going to send an airplane to Skid Row Studios and crash up the brand new mural and shit.
It's not a temple. It's a mosque.
Of course, we're joking. We know that not mosque everybody school that is like that is a terrorist. All right, go fuck yourself, okay?
We're Skid Row Studios, not Indie or Road 031 or K-Rock. We can say whatever we want. Yeah. We're on the internet. We're on the FCC.
Some are, though. They'll blow things up.
Oh, no.
So yeah, man. So tonight we're gonna have Cool Skull play some music for us, right?
Yeah.
You bring all your stuff, your Game Boy.
Yeah.
I got some batteries too, but I got to run down to the car.
Actually, I don't have my Game Boy. I'm just gonna perform from my laptop.
Wow. And, this is the first laptop Cool Skull performance at Skid Row Studios.
Yeah. And then
you're moving up in the world, man. Now you got a laptop, from a Game Boy to a laptop.
Me and Paper Slang have been doing a lot of stuff together. Like, actually, last night we performed at this place called Club Horror. It was like this gay bar. It was so cool.
Oh, was it that Madonna?
The Madonna
tribute thing?
It was so freaking
I should have told my girlfriend about that. She loves Madonna.
It was ill. Okay, so like they gave us like a 10-minute, or they gave me, I was booked to play, right? And I was like, dude, like let's just do this together. So like we went up there, and the first song was like a song that I just did, played by myself. The second one was one that like I wrote, like we recorded together. Mm-hmm. And then the last one was one that she wrote the beats to, and then we were just like
freestyling,
rapping over it.
Are you guys going to do a song tonight?
Yeah, definitely.
All right.
Yeah, and then, so like it was...
Yep.
It's going to be insane. Like it's, I don't know, like it was so cool. Like there was a lot of response for it, and people were so into it. And
was that the first time that you went that far? Have you toured before?
Oh, when I went to New York?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That was the very first time.
Dude, wow. Like, so what'd you think? You go to New York for the first time.
Oh, my goodness, dude. I jizzed my pants.
Yeah, you
dude,
did?
Freaking New York is the place.
Wow.
Holy crap, dude. Like,
wait, are we talking about the gay bar?
Do you have
New
a
York?
Full thick load, or is it like watery?
Oh, no. It was thick. It was like
wow.
No.
So you shoot like long ropes? Or... How many ropes can you get? You know what that means? How many pumps can you get before you
multi-gasm up to 12 times?
It's like if the semen was like a rope, like how long can your rope get? Like how many pumps you go? You know how you go?
I 3 feet.
And then he goes. Sometimes it gets crazy and it hits you in the face and stuff. You know what I mean? You gotta watch out with that. You're like, whoa, you're proud of yourself. And
dude, that hurts when it's
you're
salty.
Like, wow. I never caught it in my mouth. Maybe I'll try that next time, you know. But I usually can't shoot that far, though. You kind of just
dude, never hit the ceiling.
You know?
Never hit the ceiling. Version of circle jerks.
We should have a rope contest tonight. All right, hey, you know what? Let's
we can't do threads. Come on.
Threads, you shoot threads.
Woo. I love you guys.
Yeah, man. So, we were talking about New York, man. What was your first impression about New York?
Oh. Layers visually, like I'm thinking, like I'm just looking at it. There's so many layers, like there's so much stuff there. Holy crap! Like LA, there's like nothing here. Like if you think about it, I'm like, I love LA. I have no problems with LA. I actually wouldn't move to New York because I don't know. But like,
but when you get there, you think, oh, I think I might want to live here.
So like, yeah. I'm like, yes, I love this. But one thing I realized that I did not know. That's like a city for small people, physically.
Yeah,
like, I go there, and the walls are small, and the doors are small, and the...
It's not suitable for fat people, because you'll feel very uncomfortable and tight and stuff.
I'm, like, going around, like, through the city, and I'm like, oh, shit, like, I don't fit here. Like, it's a tiny
fat
place.
Fat people should sue New York for not having fat access for fats.
For fats?
Yeah. You see me laughing?
I love you, Vince.
Yeah, man. So you liked it, man. So you were telling me that you were going to stay over there, though. You were thinking of just living
over there. No, yeah, because I bought a one-way ticket.
Wow.
I got a one-way ticket. And like,
so dramatic,
I didn't
too.
Know
like,
what to
I'm
do.
I'm just going
to
get a one-way ticket.
I'm just like,
fuck it,
go. I have the money. Like,
that's
just
good,
go.
Man. Yeah.
And there's the Coca-Cola talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I wanted to come back, I just put up a new album, and I was like, hey, I want to go back home. Anyone
why did
help?
You
want
to go back?
I only had one more show, and then like there was like weird like technicalities and drama. I'm like, you know, it's like not working out. Like, I'm not gonna move here. Like, it's like, I don't know. Like, because I was like, at this point, I was like, you know, I want to be there. Like, it'd be cool if the opportunity presented itself.
Yeah.
But then, like, nothing really happened. I was like, you know what? Like, LA's home. Like,
this. Were you getting sick of the people, or are there just too many people around?
No. I loved everyone there. Like, I made some great friends over there. Like,
what's the difference between East Coast people and West Coast LA people?
I think that's an overrated question. I think that people always talk about the shit, like, difference between the cities or blah blah blah. Fuck that. People are people. The city is the city. It's just as dangerous. People are just as much assholes, and they're just as many nice people.
You know what I found though? Like, because the Mormons toured a while ago, we went to New York, and I really like the East Coast because those people, like whether they like you or they'll hate you, you'll know it. You know, like, they don't fuck around. They don't play any fucking games.
Yeah.
They're not, like, phony. Like, over here in LA, like, people will smile at you. And, like, you know, as soon as you're out of the room, bam, they're fucking attacking you and fucking stabbing you in the throat.
I'll even talk some minimal, like, political shit right now.
Not everybody, of course. You know,
because
it's like...
What I'll say is that the LA... The Occupy LA thing, like, I love the whole idea behind it and stuff like that, but I feel like the ratio of, like, educated and stupid people was more stupid people in LA and more educated people in New York backing the Occupy thing. Mm-hmm. And I actually,
you know,
I
why? Because all the stupid people from, like, Wisconsin and Nebraska and Arkansas and St. Louis, all the fucking stupid people move to LA and start claiming, hey, this is LA. And then so people start getting the wrong impression of LA. And I don't want to say that everybody who moves over here is, like, not welcome or anything. But I mean, if you're going to move over to a new city, you don't bring that fucking attitude of where, like, you know, my shit don't stink in my city where I come from is the fucking shit.
Yeah.
And then just claim that you live in LA to fucking further your fucking career and shit, you know?
I guess
we got people, we got like close friends, you know, that you know, are from Chicago and stuff, you know, like our friends 8-Bit, and you know, we know a lot of cool people, you know, they're transplants too, you know, but I mean, I consider them LA people because they've been living here for a long time and they don't have that attitude, and they love LA. Like,
see, LA people don't have that attitude.
They appreciate it.
Yeah. And then people, like, real LA people, or I don't know, for anyone from any, like, actual city, like, they don't overdo, like, their, they don't, I don't know, they don't outwork their welcome, you know, like, they're just like, you know, like, this is where I am, I don't care, like, I'm just gonna do what I'm doing. And see, no matter who you are, like, if you're, like, real and just, like, cool and just, like, honest and true, people are gonna respect you, period, because you're just that. And whether you claim, if you try claiming anything, then, like, people are gonna see this bullshit, you know.
Yeah.
And I'll say that's an East Coast thing. They don't have time for bullshit, you know, because like, they got to get the next train or something.
Well, you know, I'm anti-immigrant. I hate when Oklahomans, or people from Wisconsin or fucking South North Dakota come here. Bullshit. You should fucking, you know, get the fuck out of here, you know?
GTFO last
name. I'm just kidding.
You're saying it with an accent and shit.
You know,
I'm against the people, you know?
No, but I was there at the
against the foreign people. To
fucking
come
immigrants,
in.
Dog. That's some bullshit, fool.
Sabes. Oklahoma, don't come here.
So now you're back, man. So are you glad you're back home?
Dude, hell yeah. No, like, it made me love L.A. more. When I left, I was like, it made me appreciate all this stuff out here. Right. Like, I was just like, to be honest, I needed it. You know what I mean? But I feel like I was like going on a really cool path, and I was stuck in this like mental block. And then when I went there, it was like I had a cool little break in like this chapter of my life. You know, like, it was a little chapter within a chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, and I come back and I'm just continuing from the last page. You know, and going, and things are going crazy. You know, like, stuff's getting so much better every day. Like.
I
just wonder, for the uninitiated, what is chip rock?
Chip thrash. Well, since we have one of the masters and gurus of chip thrash, and he's
I only know about emo chip rock.
Are you 20 years old yet, man? Did you hit 20 yet?
On March 15th.
Oh, shit. See, he's not even 20 years old.
Damn it. He's fucking 9 months older
than me.
We're going to eat your life force right now. Over my birthday.
Oh, South by Southwest. Cool.
In Texas.
Oh, cool. Didn't you just come back from Texas?
Me?
Yeah. Somebody went. I was reading up on you. I'm a big fan. So,
oh yeah, I was in Texas for layover on my way from Philadelphia.
Oh, okay. You didn't play any.
No, I was there for like a few days. But dude, Texas is cool. Like, there's like a small.
We're glad you had a good experience.
There's some cool people in Texas. There's some really cool people in Texas, but we had the worst luck in Texas.
What do you mean the worst luck? Or like the most attitude-y mouth, probably with the cops.
Probably, yeah, you know that you can sense that, right? You can see how that. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, I'm a lot better than I was when I was your age, you know?
Probably.
I mean, when I was your age, the fucking cops were like this close to beating the shit out of me because of my mouth, you know? But
yeah. You did have a big mouth.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. I'm glad I don't have a big mouth anymore.
Otherwise, you wouldn't have a radio show.
Well, cool, man. Hey, you know what? Let's play another couple songs because we got some music, some chip thrash music that we're going to play. And
you should check if your phone's working. You can call 800-893-9562.
800-893-9562. Talk to Cool Skull. And we talked to Dan, and we can see what Dan did this weekend. I didn't see you this weekend, man.
Maybe somebody can call up and remind me what I did this weekend, because I don't really remember.
All right, everybody, we'll be right back on the More Music Radio Pod with Cool Skull. All right.
All right. No! Wait a minute! No! You got the right, bitch! Hold up! Hold the fuck up, ho! You got the right, bitch!
The More Music Radio Pod. Broadcast the international downtown Los Angeles on Skid Row.
Oh, www.skidrow.la. Are you FAA or FCC?
We're DIY.
DIY? What's that mean?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself.
This is Adam Papp again. Call in to the More Music Radio Pod at 800-893-9562. Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod. We are here with Cool Skull. All right.
Woo! Yes.
Yeah. Chip Thrash. Man. L.A. Chip Thrash, right?
Yeah.
We were listening to some L.A. Chip Thrash. We just listened to 8-Bit Weapon with Donkey Punch. And Wiz Wars with Technological Singularity.
He was our guest with you last time you were in here.
Yeah.
Last time I was here, we were in June.
It was in June.
By the way, Donkey Punch.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite move.
You like, that's one of your patented moves?
That's one of my things.
It is Valentine's Day, so keep it in mind, fellas.
I like to do a hot Carl. You know what I mean? That's when you just take a shit on your
chest.
I like that
one,
you
know? In the black Houdini.
How about a Cleveland steamer when you take a shit on a glass table and then roll around on it? No? Never mind.
Or just masturbation.
All right. In the background, you're listening to Contemplate by Kool Skull. That's your tune, man.
Yeah.
I like it.
I don't like it so much.
It's trippy. Like, I think I should be on drugs right now, like some heavy, hard, like, drugs. Maybe acid or some ecstasy or some mushrooms
cool.
or something.
It's fun, like, to listen to, like, and just, like, trip out and zone out.
But you don't do any drugs, right? You were telling me you don't do drugs.
No, not really, no.
No?
No, I don't do drugs. I mean, like,
oh, because, like, back in June, you hadn't done any drugs.
No, I hadn't done any drugs then.
And
right,
now,
before.
Since then, let's catch up.
I've smoked some weed before. And then, actually, at the last show, I did smoke hash one time before that.
Oh, okay.
But before
you
that,
you just didn't want the public to know, really. Right?
And what about Cleopatra right here?
Yeah, do you do drugs?
Do you do drugs?
No, no way.
No?
Not me.
Girl, she's got a
Cheshire
cat kind of smile. Yeah.
Well, we do drugs no longer. Sure. We just smoke weed, and I don't know if Dan wants to admit to that.
Oh, DVNC. No, I smoke weed, of course.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I used to do drugs till I realized they did me.
Yeah, I know. You had a really bad fucking drug problem too.
Yes, I did. And I'm I have an alcohol problem now.
You look good, man.
Happens.
I'd
rather have you a little bit chunkier than, you know, all sucked up and fucking. Things are going good for you right now, man.
The interview isn't me.
Let's celebrate that by. And you know what? I think this is a good celebration time because Kool Skull is going to do some Chip Thrash music for us right now. You ready to go, man?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, everybody.
All set. I got
Kool Skull.
Thanks, Jack.
On the More Music Radio Pod, live on the More Music Radio. Tell us what we're going to listen to, man.
All right, so first off, I'm going to play a new song that's actually on what's known as Ice Punk theme compilation. Ice Punk's like this new internet thing going
Oral
on.
RL Sex.
And on RL Sex Records.
RL Sex?
And we're both on that compilation. Yeah. There's like 62 tracks on the compilation.
That's the name of the label? RL?
A-U-R-E-L. L-S-E-C-T.
So they couldn't fit like seven more
oral
tracks.
Sex.
Oral sex.
So many subgenres
on the oral
sex. Yeah, we're gonna release an EP on butt-fucking records.
Butt-fucking records.
Butt-fucking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait.
Blowing loads records.
Eat the poo-poo.
Yeah, eat the poo-poo.
Oh, man. Okay, so...
I didn't know sad so joke, the but first it's gotta song, do...
Oh, yeah, that was like sure the last radio show that we were on. It was retarded. But so the first song's called No One Likes It, and that's a song I'm going to sing on my own. And then the next song's called I'm So Angry at You, and that's from my album Angry Teeth that I sang with her on. And then the last song is called Pony, and she wrote that, and she wrote the beats.
Yeah. She being who?
Paper Slang.
All right.
Wrote that, and then...
You guys are going on tour to South by Southwest together, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, cool. All right, let's hear it, man. Let's have it. Kool Skull on the More Music Radio Pod, skidrow.la.
Oh, wait, hold on. My music isn't coming out.
Did I break it?
Did you break
Jesus
it?
Hold up.
Put on some Zeppelin, then.
He's selling you.
Are you getting any signal from there? No? Unplug it and see. We've been having technical difficulties here at Skid Row Studios.
Oh, wait, here we go.
Come again.
Is that what happened? What happened?
Oh, I see the problem. Yeah.
Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I got it.
On Monday, it was Vince's birthday. He's now 35 years old.
All right, yeah. I went to Disneyland on Monday.
So,
really?
My birthday, yeah.
You're 35 years old. You're not 5 years old.
So if you want to ride in for president...
Yeah,
Vince Ochoa. Yeah.
If you want to ride into town on your horse and celebrate my birthday with me, too late. It's over. Bye. We went to Disneyland. Should have.
Ba-bum! Happiest right. place on earth.
Are we good now?
Yeah, we're good.
So for Vince's birthday, Kool Skull's gonna play a song, right?
Baby, happy birthday, Vince! This song's called "No One Likes It" because no one likes your birthday.
You got to please me with that. I don't just show you and I put you in the big.
Now what? What's this? I'm
one likes it. No one wants to be a part of something that moves. And I do for you. You know what I said? Stop! Something is stopping me. I wanna push you in your face. Motherfucker, need you to die. Fire, please! Punch you well. Chop off your arm. Makes you bleed.
I'm so angry at you. I'm just so angry at you.
I'm so angry at you. I'm just so angry at me. I'm so pissed off at you, my baby.
I'm so angry at you. I'm just so angry at you. I'm so angry at you. I'm just so angry at you.
I'm so angry at you. I'm so angry. I'm so pissed off at you, my baby.
I'm so angry at you. I'm just so angry at you. I'm so angry at you. I'm just so angry at you.
I'm so angry at you. I'm so angry. I'm so pissed off at you.
I'm so angry at you. I'm just so angry at you. I'm so angry at you. I'm just so angry at you.
Yeah. I was Walt Disney, Mike Jackson, and one. Pretend I'm some dude, but that's not true. Oh, fun. I'm squalid, I'm solid, and I'm true. What I'm saying when I perform in front of people, the facial flesh that can. I got a mouth of pure because I'm perfect of God. I'm a circuit band, talk the reality mod. When the truth is what's real, I ain't telling you the hope of fantasy can overcome and tie you up a new trope.
What? Gonna make you stop? What? Gonna make you stop? Make you stop?
People live with me because they think I got weak keys, but the thing is that I suck because it's something that I've seen. I got to burn out. I'm broken to the bed. I take the wind down. Dead. I'll take you over the side of a freaky building and make sure that something is out of order. Always sang because it chilled the ring. I got a boomerang, take it back to the bushes.
Gonna jump by the plane, land on your brain, make you go insane. Oh shit, mate. Gotta chop you up, dice you up, make you go crazy. Chop it up, put you in the microwave. After that, I'm gonna make you my slave.
Slaving the sweatshop. The people get caught because of sweatshop.
Sweatshop.
All right, yeah. Cool School and Paper Slang on the More Music Radio Pod. Let's take another break and we'll be right back. Yeah, listen to this shit.
Yo, motherfucker. You are listening to the More Music Radio Pod from Skid Row Studio in downtown Los Angeles, California at skidrow.la.
So mad.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Welcome back to the Mole Music Radio Power. What's the name of this song? DGXDXXX?
I'm sorry. I'm just forgetting. I love this song so much.
What are we listening to, man?
This is one of my favorite chiptune DJs.
Yeah?
His name is Justin Timberlake. But his real name is Joss Manley, J-O-S-S. And his brother is Jake Manley. Mm-hmm. And his brother is really well known for doing dance music. He's called Jellica. And he does a lot more chiptune stuff. But Joss is his brother that just makes weird stuff and releases stuff every now and then, doesn't talk to anyone on the internet, and he always has these mental breakdowns. He's like, I'm never gonna release electronic music ever again, every other week. But I love his music so much, and I was on the net label. I was one of the first net labels I was on, called Kitten Rock Records.
Uh-huh.
And kittenrock.co.uk one of the more, like, if you're listening, if you want to, like, get really into crazy chip music, that's the label.
Kitten Rock is where to go.
Kitten Rock. I'm going to be on the new compilation for, like, the best of Kitten Rock, because, like, they've had, like, up to 60, it's going to be, like, their 60th release coming up. So it's going to be, like, because I was on their label twice, and so I'm going to have one of my songs on there, and I'm doing the new album art for it.
I remember on the last time you were here on the More Music Radio Pod, you were talking, you were contemplating putting something out on Kitten Rock.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, man, like...
You were saying how you write a song every day.
Yeah.
Well, so, like, every month now, you at least got an album or two.
For some reason, in New York, I slowed down, like...
Really?
I was...
You know why? It's because you started smoking weed.
No, I didn't smoke weed out there at all. And honestly, even
what's
now...
What's today's,
like,
song?
I could count the numbers of times I've smoked weed, like... Probably like 7 or 8 times, 10 times.
It's all right, man. You know, you're a smart guy. You know what I mean? And you know what's good for you. You know what's bad for you and stuff. And you don't want to fuck up your gift and your talent and shit. So hopefully you don't go down that road. A lot of us. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, I don't know. Like, in the end, like, stuff like that. Like, I mean, like, I don't know. I just... don't care, like,
yeah,
it's not, nothing is as important to me as, like, literally just, like, making music.
Just don't try heroin and stay away from coke too, because those are the two things that are going to get you, and crack, you know, of course.
But that's if in the you coke try family. Meth, you'll probably go pretty far.
Yeah, don't try meth. Yeah, especially not now. I mean, you're, like, not even on meth and you're fucking jumping around the whole fucking room performing and shit. Could you imagine Cool School on meth?
No.
I mean, could you imagine, like, remember, and I know both of you guys illegal. Know, like, fucking, we were around the mid-90s.
Uh-huh.
Man, like, to be, like, get someone to, like, so, like, I'm going to do this compilation, mm-hmm. I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. That's, like, so energetic. I love it.
Yeah, I know. Like, no fear. I feel so fucking old right now.
I know.
You know? I'm thinking about the bills, you know? I'm thinking about all that stuff, you know?
Fuck the bills.
I know.
Let's make some music. Let's start a band right now.
I'm, like, selling a house and sucking the life out
fucking,
of me.
Jesus, let's man. Do the fucking, you let's know? Do a chip... Chip core.
They're
fucking,
laughing at us right now. They're like, look at these old, miserable, fucking bitter, fucking.
But
fucks.
That's why they got to make it.
Washouts
are going to be fucking. We're not washouts. We're burnouts.
Take a look at us, kids. We are your future. Yeah.
No, man. Take a look at Michael Jackson. That's my future, man.
Oh yeah,
dude. Hell yeah.
You're gonna have a monkey.
Like, actually, I just wrote lyrics like in here. I was riding on the bus today. But I wrote them, and I actually read them on, like, when I were rapping. But like the lyrics are like, holy crap. Let me read it again. But, like, I don't know. I honestly believe this. Like, we're part of, like, our group of friends that are just, like, doing, like, some crazy stuff, and a lot of us, like, aren't, like, I don't know. We don't put too much value into, like, things outside of, like, you know, pure honesty and just, like, art and stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. And I don't see anything other than, like, you know, really, really positive future, you know, ahead of us. You know, like, and I wrote, I'm Elvis, Walt Disney, Michael Jackson in one, pretend I'm some dude, but that's not true or fun. Like, you know, like, I mean, I literally legitimately think that, like, something real is going to happen, like, really soon, you know?
That's the way to be, man. I mean, and if you keep thinking that way, you keep positive thinking that you are going to create your own destiny, like, mm-hmm. And it makes a lot of sense, too, you know? It's the law of attraction. You know, the more and more you think about something, you give it that positive energy, just the more and more that, you know, let's say you're thinking about all this stuff, right? So that's on your mind and that's all you're thinking about. And then, so you just find yourself in situations where you can take all these opportunities. You know, it's the same thing where, mm-hmm. like, if you're thinking about somebody for, like, a long time and you're thinking, and then all of a sudden they call you on the phone, you know, out of nowhere, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that is an example of the, you know, I know that's kind of sounds kind of cheesy.
Yeah, it sounds kind of cheesy because, yeah. Barack Obama has not called me yet. But at the same time, it's like this is my take on it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to chase your shit. You got to fucking do what you got to do. And you have some talent. I'm really telling you this. And, like, fucking, you know, because you got to fucking chase it. Because you don't want
to
be fucking
what else is
old and wonder what could have been. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, like,
it's
no, but
like fucking, you got to go with you have the right do what you got to do.
But,
like,
see how bitter and angry he is?
Yeah, yes, but, like, I am. Me and Anika have been talking about for a long time is quite literally too, like, there's sometimes. Nothing else in our life
sacrifice
that matters.
Doesn't matter.
Like, right. I mean, honestly, like, if I were to die, like, yesterday or today or, like, tomorrow, I actually think that, like, I've done enough to be kind of, like, in the books already. You know what I mean? Like, I'm already already in the history books. To
yeah,
be
that's
honest.
The way I feel too.
So
yeah.
Like, you said so like that I'm too, okay. Yeah. Like, anything I do after this is just better. You know, yeah. Like
let's all kill ourselves right now. And no, like meet on the other side.
Let's kill ourselves right now.
Look, if we kill ourselves right now, we're not going to have any bills or any worries on the other side. We could just kill ourselves right now. We could have the biggest fucking party. We can do all kinds of drugs and not die because we're already dead. Let's fucking do it. You ready? Let's do it.
Man, this is going to be the best ending to a show ever.
But anyway, like you guys are young and like do it.
Yeah. That's good.
I mean, you guys are.
Like I said, there's nothing else to do. Like I graduated high school, and I'm like, what am I going to do? Like I don't know, like go do something else.
You should have. I would have advised that you just listen to whatever your guidance counselor told you to do, and just do that.
Oh! Cool high school story on the for the high school graduation. They have like you know when you're graduating, they're walking out like so and so's going to go to XYZ college. Yeah. You know, and I wrote down that I'm not going to college, and I was apparently the only student out of 3,000 kids that didn't write down and that deliberately wrote they're not going to college. I mean, some kids like forgot to write something or whatever, so they're like, oh, what college are you going to? But they were like, Juan, you can't do this. Uh-huh. And then like they brought my mom in. I was telling them like, I don't know, like I don't care. Like I think this is silly. Like I mean, like I'm just doing what I'm doing. Like you can't like tell me I need to go to college. Like that's whatever. That's retarded. Just so you can say that during the graduation. Like that's BS. And then they like, you know, if you don't like tell us what school like you're gonna plan on going to or something like that, we're gonna call your mom. And I'm like, dude, call my mom in. She's gonna be like flipping you off. And then my mom went in. She's like, what are you doing?
Well, you know what it is, and a lot of people they don't like that. Like when you're going against the grain, you know, and they will out of bitterness and out of resentment because you have the right attitude, you know, they're threatened by that, you know, you're like, fuck it, I'm going to do what I want to do and everything's going to work out. They're like, no, you got to do it like I did it. You got to do like we all did. Like, what are you doing? You know, and so that's why like, kids, if you're listening right now, anything that your teachers are telling you right now is just know that it's complete bullshit and trash you're going to have to figure it out on your own.
Trash talk. For the 5% that is true, listen to them.
No, okay. No. Here's what I think.
Let's not confuse the children.
No. You see, what I believe is like, I don't believe in like anti-teachers, anti-school system necessarily. Mm-hmm. I believe in pro-truth. Like, mm-hmm. You gotta like really like learn how to discern reality from unreality, you know?
See, but you're pro-truth in the reality of bullshit. Because this whole thing that we're doing, this whole fucking government, the whole shit, the whole way we think is complete fucking bullshit. You know,
I don't know.
The thing is that we're all like traditionalists. You know, we want to try to follow a certain pattern. But the thing is, when the populace starts thinking for itself, that's when like real like change like starts happening. And by design, right now the dynamic, everybody's asleep. You know, and everybody thinks that they have to do a certain thing to be able to survive and live. And
yeah, but in reality, that's the way it's always been, and that's the way it's always going to be. Like, because in reality,
I guess not everybody can just freak out and just do whatever they want.
Like, you can start like movements, and there's always been like movements throughout history and throughout all kinds of cultures. And in reality, the only thing that people have ever done is for themselves. And I'm not saying that in a, like a selfish kind of way, but like you don't change anyone's life as significantly as you change your own.
Right.
And you know, and no one's life is changed unless you actually change your life, you know? Like, and like honestly, like if it weren't for my dad was like a great man. Like I believe that, you know, and like it, my dad never knew his dad, you know? My dad never really knew his mom. Like my mom, she was like a drunk on the street, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he was like, you know what, screw this. Like, I'm just going to change this, you know? And he changed his life, and he was like, you know, I'm going to have these kids and, like, be awesome. I'm like, you know what? Yeah. Like, not many people get that, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
he broke the cycle.
My dad never got that. Like, break your own cycle. Do it.
Right.
Do it for yourself. That's why I'm, like, I'm so down with, like, stuff that Jesus says. Like, because Jesus is the man. Like,
okay, now wait a minute.
I'm on the idea of Jesus.
Right, you know?
But this is what I'm saying.
Technically, Jesus would have been a good man, but he did exist. But I think that people like fucking go on off going like, oh well, he fucking you know walked on water.
Yet. You know what I'm saying? Hold on, hold on. Jesus, if you like, you listen to what he says, it was all about just like truth. Like, hey, this is cool. Right. This is cool. The only people he spoke out against were religious leaders, the people that are backing him up right now because they're hypocritical idiots. You know what I mean? And like, and in all honesty, the only thing he ever really did was just like, was be really awesome and like, just like, just showed people like what to do. He was like, hey, you know, this is being cool. Whatever. I'm going to hang out.
He had cool hair and a super sweet beard.
You know what happened to him? And
you're just dragging yourself.
If there was a Jesus,
hey, I got pretty
from,
sweet
I mean, beard. And there's really like, it's kind of hard.
I can't prove
exactly.
You existed. I wasn't there.
Exactly. That's the thing. Like, none of us were there. We're only taking people's words for it. But it does, that's not to say that the idea of Jesus is not a bad thing, you know, because it's what he stands for is like the good part of humankind, you know, the good in human. You know, and I believe that we're all good and evil. That's just the duality of man, you know? So, I mean, believing, and I was raised Catholic, you know, so,
we're here.
I'm like, that's just like in my mindset, you know? Yeah. So, like, I believe in the idea of Jesus, but being raised Catholic and seeing the hypocrisy,
because that's system,
it kind of pushed
man.
Me away from it. But it's not that well, I can't go for the spirit of it. You know what I mean?
See,
like,
all I got it. All
like
I got is
it
was a political figure, and he got assassinated.
Back to where we're coming from. It's about education.
I don't want to point in on this anymore because, like, I think it's silly just to talk about religion only because, like,
well, because you know why my religion is better than anybody's religion.
I'm a Muslim. I'm a Muslim. And you guys are fucking, you guys are gone.
No, wait. If I just finish off of this, all right.
Okay. We're not trying to play around.
The religious debate isn't the debate because that's not the relevant part because none of us were there. Right. No one cares. In all honesty, the only thing that really matters is us. What are we doing right now? What are we going to do tomorrow?
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're going to kill ourselves right now and party in the afterlife.
Oh, so this is what I do want to, like, I'm not about the fucking religious debate, but I'm going to talk about the fucking educational fucking debate.
Are we getting into the meat of it now? Huh?
Well, this isn't what we're talking about.
Yeah, go for it.
You know, this is
the forum to speak all
you
that
know,
stuff.
It's like fucking,
on the Music Radio Pod.
My parents are going through divorce.
Idiots doing a radio show.
All right, words.
No, please. I'm making jokes. Quiet.
But seriously, it's like fucking like. Isn't this how it started? The education, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's like fucking being first generation. Like, you don't know, man. You don't know what to do. You know, it's like fucking, like, I go SATs? What does it mean? Or, you know, it's like...
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking I swear to God. I don't want to speak about this, but, like, I was fucking... in the eighth grade, and I went from fucking LAUSD, and I went into fucking to Alhambra School District.
You fucked the LAUSD, and then you went to fucking the Alhambra School District too. You were a little active.
But anyway, you know what? Because I was in honors in LAUSD.
Man, I'm buzzing.
But you know what? But they put me in fucking. They put me in fucking. They put me in fucking. ESL, man.
Oh man. Yeah, because you didn't know English. All right, no English.
All right. Sorry.
Were you drinking in high school? Because I was drinking in high school.
I was drinking with you guys in high school. God damn it! But anyway, what I'm going to say is like that's super racist because there were a lot of problems going on with my okay, I'm gonna shut up.
All right. You just realize there comes a point sometimes when you realize you're so dry, and I've come to that realization a lot of times doing the show. So then you just got to be like, you know,
I'm drunk.
I don't know.
Part of the reason this motorcycle's got a sidecar.
What about you guys? Got another song that you want to do? You got one you want to pump out? Or is there a cool skull thing you want to bust?
Yeah, I can do it. I can do something. Oh shoot! Yeah.
All right.
So.
Because we're in super chat. Yeah. We only started.
Yeah, we just started yesterday. We got a new band, but we don't really have anything.
What's the name of your band again? You were talking about
Super Chats.
Super Chats.
Super Chats.
We talk too much. That's all we do. We just keep talking.
Hang out and like talk for like 9 hours.
You're on the right show.
Just keep talking for 2 days.
Oh,
so we pass out.
I have a song. It's kind of cool. I like performing it. It's called "Shit My Pants."
All right, go for it.
And, wait.
Shit cool. Your pants on the More Music Radio Pod.
He's going to perform shit his pants.
He's going to shit his pants. Okay, yeah. Physically.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. School on More Music Radio Pod.
Shit my pants. For the record, I'm just going to tell a little bit about this song. I actually wrote this, like, I was on my way to work one day, and I was on the red line, and I actually crapped my pants, and I got off on Wilshire, Vermont, and I went and cleaned myself up. And I wrote this song while I was cleaning myself up in Coffee Bean.
It happened to me too, man, in second grade. I'll tell you later.
I just shit my pants. I got that dripping cup from the bottom of my shoe. I got to say this, looking right at you. I just said, got the poop out the floor. Got the poop out the ceiling, because the poop ain't no more.
Buy you a drink or something, know what I'm saying? We're gonna hang out. We're gonna have a smoothie.
Let's hear another one, man. You got another one?
Yeah.
I would love that one.
Ah, man.
Yeah, here, talk into this thing, man. You knocked the mic all around. Here, grab the mic and talk into whatever you're going to say. Keep all your burps and stuff, yeah. Don't break the mics either. You're getting a little crazy, kid.
I'm trying to find a really cool one. Oh, man. This one actually is pretty cool. I think, should I play that one? Yeah, why not? This song is one of my friend's favorites, and it's called Why, and it has, oh crap, I selected the wrong button.
Oh shit. Forget it, show's over. Good night, everybody.
There you go, this song's called Why, and it has a lot of X-Men samples in it.
A quarter.
Hey, you!
What were you going?
What if we were wrong?
What if she is a mutant?
You're kidding? Look what she did to the VCR and just...
It's not my fault!
Hey, you! We don't want you lonely mutants around here!
Why is this happening?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all right, man. All right, you know what? Let's take another break and listen to some more songs, and we'll be back on the More Music Radio Pod. Listen to this. We've got some Heller Keller coming up. All right, Rhode Island. Let's listen to that.
The More Music Radio Pod.
My favorite LA band.
This is Caín Fonseca.
And you're listening.
And you're listening to.
To. The.
The.
More Music.
More Music.
Radio Pod.
Radio Pod.
Yeah, welcome back to the More Music Radio Pod.
Welcome to Music.
Welcome to Skid Row Nights.
That was fun, man.
Working on mic.
Cool Skull and Paper Slang in studio. Aww. And what's your name of your new band? Chats a lot?
Super Chats.
Super Chats.
Super Chats.
We talk too much.
You
talk too much.
You Super Chats. We just talk forever.
I'm working. Was that the Fat Boys?
P-A-T. You talk too much. Hey, you never shut up. I said you talk.
Wasn't that Run DMC?
Maybe it was.
Something like that.
You
I don't know.
Bitch, shut the fuck up.
es uno de
los conjuntos de los negritos.
¿Tú sabes? Los negritos.
Ay, que los negritos. ¿Qué está pasando de eso?
So when you guys playing this week?
Oh yeah. Sid drank a lot tonight. Sid's very drunk.
At McWorld on the 11th. McWorld.
McWorld is at 5. McWorld is the sickest place.
It's
like that's like our new.
That's in Crenshaw,
scene.
Right?
Yeah, that's like on
Crenshaw.
Adams and La Brea.
Yeah, 5011 Adams.
A donde viven los negritos, tú sabes.
Dude, that place is freaking legit. I used to live next door. In fact, in March, I'm moving into McWorld. And she lives next door on 5007 Adams.
And
she has a venue. She has a venue called
Snagglehouse.
Wow.
Me and Machine Fang run it.
Yeah, her and Machine Fang.
That's my other
band. That's her other band.
Oh, okay.
And they do sick shows.
You exit stage left.
Is that how that works?
Snaggle Fang.
Yeah, and so Snaggle like House. So that it's like this new little block of like next there's a Snaggle House, then there's the Wormhole where my friend Julius lives. I used to live there.
They make monster costumes there.
And then there's a McWorld, and that's just like another venue that like is doing crazy
coming
shows.
Up. Can
two
have a
years
lot of shows.
Ago, 2 years ago, like
so,
we just
so
found,
what
like,
day, what day is that?
The 11th.
Yeah, boom. On the 11th, and that's going to be a crazy show, and that's going to be...
There's like going to be like 11 bands playing.
It's going to be nuts, dude. We're playing...
And everyone's so good. Oh, my God.
Is Elos playing that one, or is that... that's
Elos is playing.
That's on the 14th.
Oh, that's Valentine's Day.
Yeah, on the Valentine's Day at the McWorld, they're having the Valentine's Day fuck fest.
Everybody's gonna fuck at the same time.
It's X-rated.
$3 for an X-rated party.
$3 a fuck?
Yeah.
Damn. It's cheaper than a date.
Yeah.
No, it's gonna be lost my virginity.
Like 14 bands playing at that show. And there's Elos from Low End Theory. Like he's gonna
amazing.
Be performing there. He's a crazy
and Pan is crazy
playing. He's and then there's Dithyram, like crazy experimental hardcore. Like there's so much stuff that's awesome and it's exciting. McWorld is the new spot. Like seriously, like
yeah, we've been there. We haven't played there, but we've been there.
Oh, dude,
they're just starting up like a whole bunch of shows.
Yeah,
like,
get us a show and get us in there, man.
Yeah,
it's easy. It's so easy.
You just like
show it. Just please do it for us because we're getting old now.
No, like dude, like 3 years from now, the McWorld will like outdo the smell and like legendariness.
3 years from now, I'm gonna have to have you help me cross the street.
Come on.
No, I'm just saying like in 3 years, like people won't even know about the smell. They'll be like, what was that? Is that old school back in the day?
Do you like the smell?
No, I love the smell. Yeah. I do.
They're still gonna.
I don't have anything against them actually.
You know what? It looks like we got a call. We have Brad calling from LA.
Hey Brad.
Hey Brad.
What's up, Brad? What you do today?
Hello.
What you wear, baby?
I'm wearing a cheetah print thong right now.
Oh, dude, that's a little hot.
I bet those come off fast. Because cheetahs are fast.
Yeah.
I need to get in the mood right now, actually.
Oh, what are you going to do, Brad?
Turn this show
off. Get in the mood for what?
Well, I'm kind of rubbing my asshole right now.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, you're not rubbing, Vince. I don't see you.
Are you using
I would have seen
habaneros.
That.
The habaneros feels really nice against my butt.
What the fuck? Dude, this is a great call.
Yeah, good job.
Good job, Brad. We love you.
Once in a while, Brad will call in and try to jack off to the guests. Welcome. So if you want to bring him to orgasm, go ahead.
Hey, Brad. Hey.
That was on John
right now.
Wow, DP and Brad right now.
Dudes.
I'm rubbing my pinky down the back of your neck, boy.
You will bring down and...
down there, you know.
Hang on.
Good.
Go
spread it.
Hey, Brad.
You know what? I got the gun. Spread them. Do it.
Hey, Brad, you ever had your shit pushed in?
No, I think he wants to be a pusher.
You want to push it in?
Do you want your caca pushed in?
He's not a pusher.
You
know what? That's where they call
him
a receiver.
You know what? If you want to fucking fuck me, you got to fucking do some fucking centrarium.
Trivia.
Who won?
All right, Brad. If you want to fuck Sid, you got to answer this question, okay? Sid is gonna
who killed
is in you right now.
Fucking Abraham Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln?
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln
did not commit suicide.
Our fucking 54th, 54th.
Like, what? Oh, God.
All right.
I said, I haven't seen you this fucked up in a long time, man.
Wow. I'm just joking. I'm just like, I know it's our 14th president.
I feel like I'm at a fair reunion.
Calmate.
Okay. So, who killed fucking...
Lee Harvey Oswald.
Who killed fucking Abraham Lincoln? Do you have the answer to that, Brad?
Charles Manson.
John Wilkes Booth.
Now you can push Sid's shit in his body.
Okay. Let's go. let's see.
Sid's girlfriend is saying no way. She doesn't want any shit pushed in him.
Okay, so
he's already constipated.
I kind of want to make some Tootsie Rolls right now.
Dude, Brad, who the fuck are you? Why are you not my best friend?
To the left, to the left, to the right, to the right.
What?
In the back.
All right, let's say what? Fucking, It's not
Sid is on like his own world right now.
I don't know.
You know Sid's drunk, and then also Cool Skull is drunk off of Coca-Cola.
No, we gave him vodka.
You didn't give me vodka. I didn't give you vodka.
I drank the vodka, right? I did.
Vodka. Cleopatra.
Paper slang.
Cleopatra.
Paper slang drank the vodka.
That's illegal.
That's
yeah.
illegal.
Hey,
that's
lost. Who was Oprah's favorite guest?
her girlfriend. What's her name? Steve King. Bassini. What's her name?
I thought it was her wagon of fat.
I have a question.
That was my favorite guest of hers.
I have a question for the chiptune artist.
Yeah.
Yo, what's up, baby?
Performing.
How are you doing?
What kind of technologies do you use, man?
Technologies, schmeckmologies.
Do you use PCPJ or something?
PCPJ? Dude, that's awesome. No. Okay, I use two main things. I use LSDJ on the Game Boy.
LSD.
It stands for Little Sound DJ.
That's
it's
kind of funny
because
I use two things too, like my dick and my balls.
You know what? I saw how they work, and they got like a fucking a tub, and they got a fucking what is that shit?
I don't know. If you're going to be drunk, you got to be drunk on the mic.
Yeah, this is how we write chip music.
Anyway, that's the way they would do it.
Rose petals and like...
Sid just like came out of nowhere. He's like shot out of a cannon now. He's just like running wild on the More Music Radio Pod.
Like
it's a broom?
All right, I want to call everything to order. We can't have everybody talking all at once because I've listened back before when everybody talks at once. It sounds like bullshit. All right, so let's have everybody talk.
Bullshit. Brad, shut the fuck up.
It's like a gangbang.
Okay. We're
mom. Leave me the fuck alone.
On the technical part, real quick. Just also, I use the Little Sound DJ on the Game Boy, and then I use the Little GP Tracker on the PSP.
Everything's little.
And Little GP Tracker is actually a free tracker that you can download for your computer or GP2X or PSP or anything. It's really cool.
Yeah, I got it on my MacBook right now. You got to show me how to use it.
Oh, really? Yeah, it's really cool.
I personally use Messiah myself.
Messiah for the C64 is amazing. Highly recommended. And if you get a Commodore 64, plug in your Messiah and you can do MIDI output. It's amazing. I highly recommend it. I've never used it very much, but also...
You can even emulate the famous Roland TB-303.
But you know what I have used is Vagina. Everyone laughs.
I'm like super fucking drunk.
Yeah, I know. All right. Well,
I'll put that out.
All right.
I was waiting for this guy to
get. Hey, so thank you for calling, Brad. We're going to move on and we're going to see where Cool Skull is playing. You guys were talking about that earlier, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
This is the time of the show where we're going to wrap the shit up, man. This was a really good show. We had a really good time and. I really like the songs that you played today, man. And you were jumping around and stuff, and it made me feel very old.
I'm going to start jumping around myself, too.
All right, Brad Shazam, man. Have a good one.
So, yeah, this is the part where we walk into the door, and we're like, it's all awkward. Like, should we kiss, or are we just like...
it's all separation anxiety and stuff.
I don't know. Well, I'll call you, though.
What if your dad walks out? Oh, fuck.
Okay, so remind everybody where you're going to be at.
So
man.
the next show is with Super Chats, Paper Slang, and Cool Skull at McWorld on the 11th at 5011 Adams Boulevard.
Is that a Saturday?
Adams and La Brea.
On Adams and La Brea. Huh? I think that's on a Saturday.
Yeah.
And then the next show is on Valentine's Day at McWorld also.
Oh, cool.
And then another show with Block. Another one of my favorite bands, one of our close friends.
February 20th.
On the February 20th at BIP.
New Year's Pain in Silver Lake.
In Silver Lake.
I'm going to miss that one. I'm going to be in Vegas being really drunk.
Well, that's a show you shouldn't miss.
Yeah.
I'd rather go to the show than Vegas.
That's a show.
And then we're going to South by Southwest together.
Yeah, right? Then we're going to... No, she's playing at a festival in Arizona.
ICYC Music Festival in Phoenix.
And then after that, me and her are playing at the Funny Castle with Father's Day in Arizona. And then we're coming back, and then we're going to go out to South by Southwest after that.
Wow, man. And then you got to come back because we're going to put a show together. You want Cool Skull and Paper Slang and the Chats.
The Super Chats.
To come and bust some songs and stuff.
Brad's going to call in between sets.
Where can people find you on the intranet?
You can find me at, or for Cool Skull, you can find me at, right now my CoolSkull.com thing is down because I didn't pay my bill.
Uh-oh.
My internet bill, an annual $10 bill that I flaked out on, which is retarded because I have a job and I'm just a loser. But, you can find me at datamoshpit.com/CoolSkull or CoolSkull.bandcamp.com. Look me up on the internet, you'll find me.
Cool.
And then.
Cool Skull with a K.
K, oh yeah, cool, yeah. K-O-L, because I'm extra cool. I don't need that C shit.
Yeah.
And Paper Slang.
Yeah. If you just Google search, you know, Paper Slang or Color Splinters, those are my two alter egos, and then it'll just take you right there. Like, there's just no stop.
All right, cool. Yeah. Well, I want to thank you both for being on the More Music Radio Pod. It was a lot of fun. And we look forward to having you back on.
Can I add one more thing?
All right,
we want people.
You're going to add another thing?
Oh, my God.
All right. Go ahead.
Seriously, we want people going out. Like, there was a guy fucking murdered by the fucking cops.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The guy who got killed at a car. We talked about that a couple of shows ago.
And we're really going next week.
It's a city council meeting.
Did you guys hear about that? There's this guy. I guess he was busting windows at Carl's Jr., right? And the cops came, and instead of trying to get a control of him, they just pulled out their guns and they shot him 10 times.
It was like a fucking 10 guns, and
it was two guns, but 10 shots.
That's what we want everyone to go and shoot him once. It's okay.
People are like, you know what? You don't go up against cops like that. It's these motherfuckers are supposed to be trained to protect your ass.
Exactly. You know what? And one of the cops,
was that a friend of yours?
He was. Hey. I went to high school with him.
What was his name?
His name was Steven Rodriguez.
Tell him.
Baby. So what was his story? Was he nuts? Was he just kind of out there?
He was making a political statement. He was a lyricist, and he just, he was just like a dude.
What was his political statement that he was making?
I have no idea. Nobody knows.
He had a screw loose, right?
The thing is, you know,
he needed help. He didn't need 10 bullets.
You're without a job. You get laid off from your fucking job because you have a DUI, and it's so hard to find a job. And another year passes, and still, it's hard to find a job. And it gets depressing after a while.
Yeah. He was upset,
and he was acting out, and he did not deserve to die over some broken windows.
I saw the video of that, and that was they fucking shot him down in cold blood.
Where'd it go, babe?
Well, they're having a city council meeting on February 15th. 15th, right?
Feb 15th.
Don't let Sid tell you what date it is because you're not going to understand it.
No, I don't remember. But they're having a city council meeting, and everybody goes there. Monterey Park.
All right.
City Council. Yeah. Just go there. What you got to say? Good or bad.
Yeah, and there's people that don't really have any compassion anymore, and I don't know. I was a little upset about it. I mean, I really don't appreciate the job that the cops are doing lately. I think that they're abusing their power And I think that we got to get people that are more trained and more in control of themselves to walk around with fucking guns and supposedly protecting us. Well, I don't know. Check out that video. Check out that video, I gotta say,
one thing about cops that is BS that they're assholes and stuff. But if I was a cop and I went through all the like stupid, annoying brainwashing shit, I'd probably be an asshole too.
Mm-hmm. No, but you know, I know there's good cops,
but fuck that, man.
Realize. These guys were fucking in fucking.
Well, seriously,
they were there. And it's like fucking. These are our people. Shoot them once. Don't fucking shoot them like a. You know what I mean?
Only shoot them once. How about not shoot them?
Yeah, that'd be great. But what we're going for is don't shoot them.
Shoot somebody. Only shoot them one time in the leg. All right. Don't be shooting them 10 times. What's the matter with you? Yeah, man. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Everybody, check that out. February 15th, there's a city council meeting if you want to go and voice your opinion on that. And on that fucking cheery note, this is the time where Dan talks about what's going on this weekend. All right, go for it, Dan.
Before you get your weekend started, you're going to want to swing by Sunset Beer, get some beer.
Bam!
They're over at 1498 Sunset Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
That's not really an event. I'm just really telling you to go buy beer.
Yeah. What do you got?
That's our friend's spot, actually.
Do you want to start the weekend off well, get some
beer. Or just put it lower. Just swing over there. Anyway. They don't carry Zima, no Natty Ice. If you want actual, like, quality, great beer, it's going to be there. But anyway. That's our commercial this week is for it? Sunset Beer. Yeah. Did you know that?
Patra. Oh, is it? Yeah. Our friend Drew Van Out owns Sunset Beer. Go and check it out.
Yeah, go check that
if
out.
You have fucking but, tea, let's go. Let's do this.
All right. Yeah. Come on. Let's. I got to get control of this fucking show now, Sid. God damn it, dude.
Wow, man.
You're reminding me of the old days now. We're going to start fighting and shit again.
Yeah. Another establishment you should frequent.
I love you.
Is going to be the Redwood Bar. You should check that out. And if you swing by there on Saturday, you're going to check out Dangerously Sleazy. They'll be there during the day because that evening you're actually going to be over at McWorld checking out
McWorld.
Super Chat.
We're super drunk right now, that's why.
The Super Drunks may be over at the Super Chats, and we'll be watching them over at McWorld.
And we'll be super drunk, too.
That's 5011 Adams Boulevard over by La Brea over there on the west side-ish of town. But, that pushes you straight into Sunday, and that's going to be over at the Thirsty Crow. That's over on Sunset. I'll probably be eating lunch over there, checking out Princess Frank and whoever else who's his guest this week, but... moving on to Monday, you go down to a hotel cafe. Dorian Wood's gonna be throwing down something kind of weird, but it'll be good. I'm sure of it.
Who that dude?
Dorian Wood, Redwood, Brad. Man, we got a lot of.
Yeah, woods. Hey, you come in here. It's your fault Brad that there's wood. All this wood up in here.
So, ow!
What are you gonna do?
Oh.
But and then that moves you to Tuesday. That's gonna be That's me Valentine's Day, Vince. Me and you are going to spend that together.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We're going to be serenading each other. Actually, good, huh? Cool School's going to be serenading us over at McWorld again.
Could I bring something up? I'm, like, sitting over here.
All right.
Okay, I won't.
We're wrapping it up right now, Sid.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that was pretty much. You know, that was pretty much.
All right. Save it for the next one. Sid wants to go on his pissing.
Well, actually,
he was telling me
this pushes right into your thing. If you go out on Wednesday, you go to the city council meeting. You can tell them about the fact that there's nowhere to piss in the middle of this goddamn city.
All right, come on, guys. Let's fucking wrap this shit up already.
By the way, you guys are great.
Thank you.
Go for it, man.
Yeah, but that's basically your week. It's going to bring us right back here to the More Music Radio Pod on Thursday, who our guest is going to be Joe Fraley from King Devil.
Yeah, and, all right. That's going to be fun.
He should do a good job because he owes us a good job.
Yeah. It's Ace Frehley's brother, so everybody listen. Kiss, remember?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, you know, another thing, too. Our friends, the Kids of Whitney High, are playing a last-minute show tomorrow, Friday, February 10th, at the CIA in Burbank, 11334 Burbank Boulevard. It's actually in North Hollywood. It starts at 8 o'clock, and it's a $10 cover, and it's with our friends, Kids of Whitney High, and that's going to be really fun, and it's followed by a puppet show, for real. So go and check that out.
Yes, yeah. Do this.
That's if you're listening right now. We can get this up in time for you to hear it on Friday, but...
Hey, what are you going to do?
Check out The Mormons at Facebook.com/TheMormons and on Twitter.com/TheMormons and check out The More Music Radio Pod on Facebook/MORMUSIC Radio Pod.
Yeah, if you want to hear music on our show, you should... send it right there.
Yeah,
and that's the best place to get that to happen.
Yeah, if there's any like local music that you want to hear that you're not hearing on the show, send your ideas to mormusicradiopod@gmail.com and
we'll let you know if you're stupid or not.
Yeah, we'll see if you are retarded.
Actually, that didn't make it good. It's kind of retarded.
But and not in a sense that would insult special people, but I'm saying retarded as in there's something wrong with your brain.
It's kind of apostrophe retarded,
right? So yeah, once again, thanks again, Cool Skull and Paper Slang for being here. We really appreciate it. It was a good show. Good job, man.
I agree.
Thanks a lot to Sid. I don't know where Sid went. Everybody keep an eye on Sid.
I love you. Mucho homo.
And thank you to Sid's girlfriend, Victoria, who's taking care of him.
Victoria.
I'm glad that that Sid and Victoria met because, I mean, I think that... You're good for Sid. I think you're good for our friend Sid. You know he's.
I really want to thank Sid for carrying my weight tonight because I really fell short tonight.
Yeah,
he did a good job.
Me too. All right, cool. All right, everybody, that's been the More Music Radio Pod. Catch us next week as we talk to Ace Frehley's brother. What's his name again?
Joe Frehley.
Joe Frehley on from King Devil on the More Music Radio Pod next Thursday, 10 p.m. Pacific time. www.skidrow.la. Thanks a lot, everybody. Nice. Thanks to Sonia for running the board. All right.
Yeah.
And thanks to Jeremy. Shout out to Lewis in there, and shout out to Brian in there. Brad. And shout out to Brad.
What's up, Brad?
All right, everybody, this has been the More Music Radio Pod. Catch you next week. Yeah.
Way to go, kids.
You did it.